This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Audacy podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Audacy app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay. This is going to make TIAC very happy, and it bothers me that I'm going to do this. I'm going to partake in this conversation.
Oh.
We are about to talk about weather, everyone.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
You are
chance of snow this weekend, by the way, just so everyone be prepared.
Are you being serious?
Yep. Saturday night into Sunday. We got a 50%.
How much?
Are you being serious?
Mm-hmm.
I just asked that.
50%
chance,
yeah. No,
but I thought you said it in a joking way, and I gave him the daddy look. Like, are you being serious? Okay, first. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that real? I got my spring sweaters on
Sunday, so not like snow, but just a dusting. You know, kind of that rain snow is what we're looking at.
It's a rain snow mix. Would you like to stand up and show us where the low pressure system
I've
is coming from?
I've done that before.
From?
Did you know that? When I used to tour colleges, yeah, because I wanted to do like radio, and as part of that, everyone's always like, not radio, TV, right? TV, and you're like, no, radio. And they make you. I've done it where you like test out the.
The green screen.
The green screen, yeah. It's cool. It's really hard because it's backwards. You see yourself, but you're reacting backwards.
So if you, but up is up and down is down, but
yeah,
left
but
is
right.
Right.
And, yeah, exactly. Oh, so I'm always impressed whenever I see the meteorologist nailing it because it's such a backwards thing.
I agree. And I want everyone to understand, TIAC just complimented meteorologists.
Yeah.
We all agree.
Mm-hmm. They provide the weather.
You are talented. You are respected. You are loved.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing I want to do is get in a fight with any of the local meteorologists.
Mm-mm.
Any of them. Like, and at the top of that list is Kathy Sabin. Mm-hmm. She's a goddess.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to Red Rocks with her. I mean, like people don't like, I was at Red Rocks and Kathy Sabin was there and Ed Sheeran's on stage. Ed Sheeran on stage and people are walking up to her, you're Kathy Sabin. I'm like, yeah, Ed Sheeran. Yeah. Right there playing songs.
Ed's like, is it gonna rain?
Yeah.
Like,
people, I mean, people love her so much.
Yeah.
More than Ed Sheeran at times.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think I did enough butter up for the thing that I'm about to do?
say the but.
But! No, this is not Kathy Sabin who did it. Meteorologists, I'm guessing the NOAA or whatever, the National Oceanic Atmospheric, whatever. Mm-hmm. They do this once a year where they go, oh, we looked at the models, hurricanes, gonna be this season, worst hurricane, we can't,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Buy plywood now, cause hurricanes, 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 like, when there is a hurricane and they put it on the TV screen, then they draw 14 little helicopters coming out of it. We don't know if it's going left or right. Is it going to go to the Gulf or is it going around in North Carolina? I don't know. If you don't know where it's going when it's already here,
mm-hmm.
how the f*** do you know how many there are going to be? You don't. You can't.
I know. Yeah. They seem pretty unpredictable. Which is it's my frustration with weather in general. I am an elderly man, and I check my weather apps all the time. And they're always wrong, and I don't know why I still check them, but they're always...
They're not always wrong. But it's based on modeling, and models aren't always right.
Mm-hmm. Chance, or what's wrong is like 1 to 3 inches of snow. Well, we got 6.
Mm-hmm.
6 inches of snow. Well, we got 1. It's like, it's always a little...
Or they do a dusting to 22, and you're like, well,
that's a big
range. That's called hedging your bets.
Yeah.
Stop doing that. I'm just saying, I'm asking the meteorologists of the world, stop trying to predict what's going to happen 4 months from now when, like, look, I'm not calling you a woodchuck, but Punxsutawney doesn't know what's up.
Neither do you. His credentials are
none.
To be revoked.
Yeah. He's just a big fat gopher with a tux.
Easy. Could be describing me.
So, I mean, do you believe in this? I mean, or am I right to get on my little soapbox at this moment? It just it drives me nuts where it's going to be the harshest winter ever. We have literally no way of knowing. And they're already saying, and I guess the reason I say this is because I've had to pay this. I'm going to sound completely selfish when I say this, but like when these things come out, if you want to try to plan a trip to Cancun in October, they'll charge you an arm and a leg for travel insurance because they're like, they said it could be the worst season of all time. There's like little scams that come with it. Insurance companies right now are like in Florida going, rates are going up because it could be the worst season of all time. You're like, but what if it's not? Like, don't know.
Do they ever go, actually, flights are discounted this year because it's going to be a lot.
They do not.
It only goes in the one direction. Interesting.
Do
I didn't know that.
Not. No, it's all a big racket.
Mm-hmm. Except for Kathy Sabin.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.